Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, May 29, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. I hope everyone had a happy and profitable Memorial Day weekend. To me, this year it is especially important as we are reminded almost daily of the great sacrifices that the men and women of the armed services make to defend our way of life. Now, to begin tonight's call and to introduce our guest speaker, I'm going to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 5 executive director, the executive vice president of Legal Shield, and the leader of the More Success Team. Someone that I'm so happy to say is doing so much better health-wise, and we are elated to have back on our calls. In fact, he'll be officially going back to his office in Legal Shield in the morning at Ada. It'll be the first time in quite a while, so it's my privilege to introduce him, my dad, Mr. Ken Moore.
Well, thank you, Randy, and it is a privilege to be on the call, believe me. And yes, I'm gaining strength, thanks to God, every single day, and I don't want to ever forget to say thanks to God. You know, Randy, when you think about the sacrifices that people are giving so that you and I can have the freedom to be on this call tonight, we certainly, the ones that don't have, should be putting a flag out in their yard year-round to respect the fallen and the ones that haven't fallen. So I salute each American who has served or is serving at this time. God bless you. And Randy, this next call, these next speakers, I tell you, they're some of the most dedicated, great people that I have ever known. And by the way, son, I'm glad you got back from Alaska. That's no place for Okie. This 21-year career in the television comes to an abrupt halt in 2008 when Mr. Bill Garten was part of a massive layoff to CBS. That fateful day in 2008 fulfilled the dream of he and his wife to build a business together. Now, Bill and Linda have been with Legal Shield since 2001 and have been achieved the level of bronze executive directors. Linda's a group certified field trainer, a double golden award. I'm telling you, she got so many awards, I can't hardly say them. With 3,104 memberships and gaining every say, she's broker certified, associate active in the group benefits and small business market. She and Bill enjoy serving in and helping Bill of Fort Worth. I served so much time in Fort Chaffee, I guess I mixed up, at Fort Worth Marketplace. Ladies and gentlemen, not only are these great Christian people, not only are they dedicated to God and family, they're dedicated to Legal Shield. Tonight it's my honor and my privilege to introduce you, Linda and Bill Garten.
Good evening. How are you?
Better, Bill. Better.
Well, it's certainly good to hear you on the call, sir. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about business building. And if you think about when people get started in the business, a lot of times they may think, well, I don't make any money from recruiting, so I'm just going to sell the membership. And that's a mistake, because if you think about McDonald's as a business model, their model is they want to sell more hamburgers, but they don't do it by having one location sell a lot of hamburgers. They do it by adding locations that sell hamburgers all across the country. The sign we know says billions and billions served. We've all seen that. I remember when there used to be a number on that updated every year. They've sold billions of hamburgers by increasing the number of locations where hamburgers are sold. We do the same thing in our business. We do that by recruiting people who sell memberships. And they don't have to sell a lot, but if you recruit a lot of people, then it doesn't matter how little or how few they sell. You still have sales going on every month, and that adds to your income, and that means that's more lives that you're touching. So even if you're more about the touching lives than you are making money, that's a good thing. So memberships is always good, and locations helps do that. One of the most important things that I've found about business building is duplication. And what that means simply is anybody can do what you're doing. We all know people who are really effective, and a lot of times what I'll say is that sometimes what's most effective is actually least effective in our business in terms of recruiting, because we know that person who's really effective at getting people in and getting people going, but what he's doing is not duplicating. In other words, he's so good himself that nobody can do what he's doing. And that means his team never really grows much out beyond him, and he never really builds a large downline because what he's doing doesn't duplicate. What we want to do in our business is do something that anybody can do. If you think about, I'm sure most of people have heard the story when Jeff and Cindy got started in the business, Jeff and Cindy Hughes. On their first PBR, they put a video in. They had their brothers over there, and they showed them the video. And their brothers said, well, we're in. We're in if you're in. And Jeff said, I'm not in, but I can get in. And Chris Hughes has said that that's when he knew that he could do the business. His brother had recruited three people and hadn't even joined the business yet. And so he didn't know anything. So he was able to get started even before he knew how to do the business. And that's what we want to do with duplication in our business. Chris Hughes has an eight filter system of duplication, the eight filters of duplication. It's really effective. If you can't remember all eight of those, boil it down to just this. Can your prospect do what you did just as effectively as you did it 5 minutes later? Let me give you an example. You and I are sitting down at a restaurant. I show you what the business is about. You decide you want to get started. I'm finished. I walk away. You're still at the table. Can you then turn to the table next to you and do what I just did just as effectively as I did it? And that's what 5 minutes later means. It means that something so simple, and 5 minutes later you can turn it around and do the same thing. How do we do that? We use tools. Tools are anything that's not you. Basically, it's something that tells the story in a professional manner without you having to know how to do it. All you have to do is not be the message, but introduce people to the message. And we've got a lot of tools available. We've got magazines, videos, DVDs. We've got the websites. We've got Prospect, all kinds of things that we can introduce people to. And for the new person, a lot of times they get really confused. They say, well, which one should I use? And I think the most important one for you to use is the one that you're most comfortable with. In other words, all of the tools work. But if you use the tool that you're most comfortable with, even if maybe it's not quite the right tool for your prospect, but you're most comfortable with it, so you're going to be the best at using that tool. And then your prospect can choose the one that he likes the best. So we've got a lot of those available. The Prospect Act is an awesome one, and that's one that no matter what other tool you're using, you really want to learn that Prospect Act, because what it means is you never have the excuse of, well, I don't have a tool with me. It's right there on your phone. You've got it in your pocket almost all the time. If you're carrying your phone, you've got the Prospect App, and it does an awesome job. Beyond using the tools, actually, it's sort of one of the tools, but I really think of it as the brick-and-mortar part of our business, is the business briefings. You've got a business briefing that's somewhere close to you that you can take guests to, and they're going to see a full presentation. The best way that works is not to take them to that cold, but to take them to that after they've seen one of the tools, seen a video, seen a magazine, something, so they know what they're going to see. We don't ever want to just bring a guest to something that they don't know what they want to see. I know some people do other businesses that way. It doesn't work well when we do that, because our message is very good to begin with. So make sure that they see something before they go to that meeting. We find out that if that's true, then we have roughly an 80 to 90% close rate, because they already know what they're coming to see. They're coming to see whether it's what they think it is, and to see if there's, as Jeff says, any freaks in the room. So they're coming to check us out. The briefings, the main thing about the briefings is to, number one, they're a place where you can bring people that does a presentation for you that you don't have to know the presentation. So again, it's a third party. You don't have to do it. You just have to put people in front of it. And that's what we say about the business. The business briefing is bring people, put them in the seats, and then invite them back, put a tool in their hand, and have them invite people back the next time. finally, really, is get yourself and your team to the big events. At the big events, the conferences, the Super Saturdays, the Super Regionals, you're going to learn from the very best in the business. The best people that are in the area or across the United States are going to be on that stage training. These are people that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year or more. To be able to put that many people in one place would be very difficult, and you want to get yourself, your team, as many people on your team as you can get there. It's generally said that however many people you can get there, your team will grow by roughly 10 times that number that next year. I've always been told that if you miss the brief or if you miss the convention, it puts you 6 months behind in the business. If you miss two of them, you're really out of the business. And we've found that to be true. Linda and I have been to every convention since we started in the business, I believe. And if we hadn't done that, we wouldn't be in the business. It has kept us in the business when we've had hard times, we've been able to go, when we have good times, and we've always learned a lot from it. And something recently with all the changes in the marketing is that it keeps you up to date on the rapid changes that are happening in the market right now. We've talked about, you know, the apps like Uber and that sort of thing and how they change the way people access different things, and we change the way they access the legal system and identity theft services. But a lot of that market has changed so much in the last few years, and your conventions really keep you up to speed on what's going on in those markets. So those are some of the things to think about. And with that, I'd like to introduce my wife, Linda, who is really the hardest worker in the business I've seen in a long time. She goes out every day, and she works really hard. So, Linda?
Sorry, I had to deal with the technology of the mute button here, but I'm here. I really appreciate what Bill said, but I wanted to speak to the philosophy that I have. On a daily basis, I believe that I was brought into this business by God to touch people. And I think that you have to talk to a lot of people to touch anybody. But I also realize that I can't be the only one who does it, especially as these millenniums come into the business. I see a completely different energy and completely different philosophy for them coming into the business. It's almost as if that they were born to do this business. And so if you're not talking to them about the business, then you're putting a lot of undue responsibility on yourself. But as I go out and talk to people, I find that myself as an associate, the business has changed me. And I think everybody comes into this business mostly because they need some extra income in their lives. But if you stay in this business long enough, what you find is you become a person who can change people, and the money is always good. I've never turned it down, but you know we had a situation a couple of years ago where I knew in a heartbeat that I wasn't the same person I had been before I started talking to the client. It's one of Mr. Ross is at Ross and Matthew's favorite story. He changes it around a lot, but I had signed up a single parent teacher, and in that year the teacher died, and I called the home to express my condolences, and I was talking to somebody who I thought was an adult, and when I asked her what she did for a living, she said, "Miss Carton, my mom was a single teacher, and I'm 16. Do I have to go live with strangers?" And in that moment, I went from being a person who Sikhs commission to someone who basically had a mission, and I said, that's a great question for the attorneys. You know, the short story is that when I went back to that same place, I had a teacher walk up to me and say, that teacher got her will done and named me as a guardian. The 16-year-old is going to stay here and graduate with the small town that raised her in the first place. And I've sold a lot of memberships, but I'll still tell you that one was the most significant one because it changed my life, it changed her lives, and it completed what a parent wanted to have happen for their child, and I thought that was very important. So as you're bringing people into the business, if they're focused on the money, try and dig deeper to find out why they're doing this business. And it may be that they don't know. It may be that time is going to work on them also.
Linda, would it be fair to say that someone new in the business really needs to use their membership?
Well, I certainly think so. I think that when I came home and told Bill that we had signed up for the membership, it was something that he'd seen years before and wanted it, but he couldn't afford it. So I think it's very important. I don't see a point in anybody being an associate without a membership, and that's just me, but I don't see how you can share with people or express your concern for them and sharing the membership if they don't have one. I just couldn't imagine that. I've had people who wanted to be an associate and didn't want to get the membership, and I just don't see a value in having those people on my team. And I know that Mr. Bell's 2020 vision is becoming more of a reality for everybody, but it doesn't matter how many people like me can sell 3,000 memberships. The current people that we have in the company are not enough to get us to where Mr. Bell wants to go. So we all need to be recruiting, and we all need to be, you know, reaching out our hand and helping people change their lives by coming into the company, because all of us have been recruited somewhere before. We were recruited into this company, the company that I was in before I came to this company, the one before that. All of those were situations where I was recruited. The difference is, how long did you stay and did it make a difference for you? Did it change you, or did you only act as something to build the business that you were working for? In this business, we work to change ourselves and change the lives of other people.
How important would you say that the residual income is?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I remember the first time I saw residual income, it was $3.14. And I came home and told you about it, and then I just started tracking it because I had heard about it for a long time, but when I saw it in my own account, I was just very excited. And I called up to the corporate office, and they said that, you know, my account had cashed out and that the money coming into it now was residual income. And we've been getting the residual income every day since then. I think that I've heard you say that nothing you do should do something you do once. It should be something that pays you over and over again. I wasn't raised with that philosophy, and I think there's just most Americans aren't raised with that philosophy. So when somebody's recruited into the business, I think that they don't grasp. That's one of the first things we talk about, but maybe they don't grasp the power of the residual income or the compounding of it. It's been there for us when we couldn't work. And there's nothing else out there that I know of that's available to me that's going to pay me a residual income. The overrides over the efforts of my team, they are nice, but the residual income is something that it has become something that smooths out all the ups and downs of working the business.
Member Advantage Services, you have that and use it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. How would you advise a brand new associate who's getting started in the business and maybe doesn't want to spend that $20 a month? What would you say to that new associate?
Well, it's not even about Member Advantage Services, but it's about the overall everything that comes with that, getting the prospect by Legal Shield, and it is having the 700 to 800 employees at ADA as the team that stands behind me when I am prospecting or selling membership, and I try and thank them every minute that I can, because when you're not going to the home office and seeing these people every day, it can sometimes seem like you're out here alone, and you're not. Member Advantage Services is there taking care of my members after I put them on the books. I would love to be able to call every member I've ever signed up, but I can't. And it's very nice to have a whole team at ADA that is looking at the whole picture and trying to make sure that my retention is high. And that's important to me.
Is there anything you'd like to add before we close?
Eventually, you're going to touch lives and not make money. And I think that's really important. And I think it's a philosophy that you need to teach to the people you bring into the business. And it makes you who you are and better. And I guess that's where I'll end.
Okay. And Mr. Moore talked about that I spent 21 years working in television production. I was a commercial producer. Nothing that I did through that whole 21-year period do I continue to get paid on. I produced a lot of spots. I produced a few programs. I used to work with I was a production editor with a show called Hot TV locally. I don't get paid for any of that. Once I got paid my wages, that was it. When we started with Legal Shield, that was a complete shift, because it allowed us to build up a passive residual income that would continue to pay us for life. That's our retirement, and that was something that I didn't have in television. Most people don't pursue it because they don't think it's real. They don't think that they can do it, because they think you've got to record a song or write a book or something like that to get that kind of income. So it's not the case. In Legal Shield, you're able to do that just by going about your business, building your team, and making sure people get helped and memberships get sold. And with that, Mr. Moore, I'd like to turn the call back over to you.
Okay, Bill, this is Randy. If you've got just a couple of more minutes on the call, would it be all right to open up the call for a few questions?
Absolutely. I may not have any answers, but go right ahead.
Well, let's try. Let's go out to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, have you got a question or comment for Bill or Linda?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Moore, and thank you so much, Bill and Linda, for sharing with us tonight. And I just love seeing your BMW that you guys earn through the company. And I was just got me thinking. I know you've been very consistent in the business for many, many years, and I was wondering how, of course, Performance Club is the consistency program that we have, incentive, and I was just wondering how important that was to you personally and in building a team, and I know you've qualified for executive director, kind of what part consistency and performance has played in your success?
I'm going to let Linda answer most of this, but I think Performance Club is extremely important because partly because all of your promotions are tied to it in some way. As the BMW, honestly, I don't know that we would have ever bought a BMW except because we were able to through this program. In effect, the company pays for our BMW, and it's been kind of a life-changing experience for us to have a different kind of car. We've got the old Jeep that we used to drive all the time. It's 16 years old. It's got 250,000 miles on it. We were ready for something new, and this BMW was kind of a revelation, and the company made that possible. And it's really, with the Performance Club, it's a relatively small level of commitment on a monthly basis to be able to be in that club. Linda?
I can't think of another company that I know of where you can be in a Performance Club based on minimum work. And I don't want to diminish the points required to do that. I mean, 120 points right now to maintain Performance Club, and then it's I believe 240 if you're going to conference, 360 if you'd like to upgrade your room, and that's on new memberships. That's not rolling forward. So I've set up a little goal sheet. It says 480, and I started at the beginning of the month. That's 480, and I know what I have to do each week to maintain it. And Performance Club is the sign in your business, and you know it says you're going in the right direction. If you want to go to conference and you want your plane fare paid for and you want your room paid for, then you know what you have to do to get that. And that's the same way it was when we got the car, you don't arrive at the point that you qualify for the car without working hard to get there. It can take you a whole month to get 5 points, or it can take you a day or two, just depending on how you're working the business.
You said 5 points.
Well, I'm going back. I'm going back to when we were doing the car. Sorry. So 120 points going forward, but it used to be.
Don't you agree also that because it requires consistency every month, that it also promotes consistency in your business?
I think it promotes persistency in your business, and it extends to other areas of your life. For the longest time, people told me I had to put a sign on my car. So I did, and lo and behold, we were at a CVS getting a prescription, and there was one other guy there, just a few words, we realized we'd known each other back when we showed horses. That would be back when I was 18 or 20. And he's now a broker on our team. He's a very successful broker and just loves the fact that we've reconnected. But it was because of the connection he made with the fact that that I had a legitimate business and that I wasn't a secret agent for Legal Shield.
Well, and another factor is if you've not just be in Performance Club yourself, but if you've got a team of people that are in Performance Club, then you're getting a consistent income coming up through your team. And it promotes them to be consistent in their actions and what they're doing in the business. So it's not only it's critical that you be in it, because if you want your team in it, you have to be an example for them. So that was one of our first steps that we had to do, was get in Performance Club, and we fell out a few times. And so you just have to start over. But it's critical that you do it, because you want your team in it, because you want them to be consistent in the business so that you build your business. Otherwise, if your team's not in Performance Club, typically they're not doing a lot of the other things that they should be doing in the business. Mr. Gardner?
Good stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore?
Randy?
Can you hear me now, Bill? I'm
there
sorry.
You are.
I had myself muted out. I apologize.
I thought I was going deaf.
No, I appreciate you and Linda. Appreciate the job that you've done, the last 16 years, is that correct?
Yes.
16 years, you've been on our team, you've been very consistent. You always helped us up there in the Fort Worth marketplace with the business briefings, and you've always been to all the events, and I always helped out at the events, especially our More Success Team events. So I just want to tell you how much that we appreciate both of you, appreciate your consistency and your persistency in this business, and appreciate you being our special guest speaker tonight. You guys did an awesome job.
It was a privilege. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
You're welcome. I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore. It's great to have him back on tonight.
It is great to be back, Randy. And I tell you, Linda and Bill are some of my favorite people. They're always out there. They're always doing it. They're always positive. So, Linda and Bill, thank you. God bless you. I'd like to say the rest of you, let's keep putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.